is a good one. Now to a story about birth trauma. Look, childbirth is an incredible life-changing experience for mothers, but can also be deeply traumatic if things don't go to plan, which they often don't. New research published by the Australasian Birth Trauma Association has found a third of Australian births are reported as traumatic, prompting calls for improved education for health professionals and expecting parents to ensure better prevention and treatment of conditions relating to birth trauma. Amy Dawes is the co-founder and CEO of the Australasian Birth Trauma Association and is on the program to tell us more. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, no problem. I guess we'll start off by asking, what are the sort of things we're talking about when it comes to birth trauma? What can make a birth traumatic?
Yeah, I mean, before I start off, I'll probably say a bit of a content warning here because it can be quite difficult.
That's good. Yeah, actually, very wise to advise that for people because it can be triggering.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's confronting because birth as a possible traumatic event is quite difficult to comprehend. When we think of trauma, we often associate it with war veterans or paramedics, you know, and we perceive as a society birth as a happy event in early parenthood, but for one in three parents, it might not be that case. And in fact, one in 10 parents that responded to our survey reported that their births were extremely traumatic. So the impact of birth-related trauma is quite far-reaching, and there are many triggers to that trauma. What we refer to is birth-related trauma because it is trauma, either physical or psychological, that can occur at any time from conception, throughout pregnancy, with perhaps pregnancy complications that we weren't aware existed. And then it can be incidences that occur during the labor and birth process. And this, again, can be psychological or physical, such as, you know, not understanding events that occur, feeling coerced into making decisions, having interventions such as emergency cesareans or instrumental deliveries. And then it can be things that happen in the postnatal period, so mum or baby needing special care, and it could be birth injuries, for example. And often, for many parents we support, it's what we call a cascade of vulnerabilities, where perhaps someone's been through an IVF journey, and then they have a difficult birth experience or birth-related trauma, and then they have difficulty in the postnatal period, but everybody says to them, well, at least you had a healthy baby. Mm. And so it can really create this sort of cascade of trauma and really stop parents from reaching out for support as well.
And you found that one third of births are traumatic from this research. Why so high?
Why so high? Well, there's lots of contributing factors. So some of it is not preventable. You know, parents that end up with premature babies, that can be in a really, really traumatic process, and we can't always predict for that. But I also think that what we see for the many people that we support is they go into birth feeling like they're prepared and, you know, feeling ready to go through the birth process, and then they're completely blindsided by outcomes that they just didn't think would happen to them. We know going into the birth process that we don't want to tear, but we don't actually know what that means for quality of life if you do end up with a severe tear, for example.
Yeah.
We know that one in five women will end up with an emergency cesarean, and one in four new parents will end up requiring instrumental deliveries. But nobody's talking about this. So parents are completely blindsided by the outcomes if that's what happens. And it's really important to also acknowledge that birthing people, fathers and non-birthing parents, can experience trauma too, particularly if there's a situation where mum needs to go into special care and the baby needs to go into special care. And often fathers and non-birthing parents we support feel like they were completely disregarded and left without any information, fearing that their loved one may be dying.
Yes, that's right. Look, you raise an interesting point there. People don't know the consequences a lot of the time to some of these traumas that are experienced. Why isn't it spoken about more widely, do you think?
Secret women's business. I think birth trauma is nothing new. It's been going on for a long time, but of course, you know, decades ago, people maybe died more frequently. And I think that this healthy baby narrative is really a prevailing narrative, and it's also very difficult to talk about this. And so we've sort of hidden in a shroud of silence. And that's what we've really aimed to do as an organization, is to share the voices of our community, because it is in sharing these stories that we can really create a movement for change and ask for more. Like, we want to know risks associated with birth so we can make decisions that best suit our complete unique set of circumstances. And the other thing is there is also this prevailing narrative that we don't want to scare women, that we shouldn't talk about the risks associated with birth. But knowledge is power, and that would improve outcomes. And that is based on the thousands and thousands of stories that we hear every day from women saying, I just didn't know that this could happen to me. And then their quality of life feel completely altered because they're navigating either physical or psychological trauma while trying to raise a family as well.
And how was this research carried out? What was the scope and the process?
Yeah, we used a organisation called Pure Profile, and we reached out to the general Australian community. And so we had 1,002 respondents, and it was, and this was really to understand the prevalence of post-traumatic stress disorder following childbirth. And that's a really, again, it's a really difficult one, because trauma as a possible, birth as a possible traumatic event was only recognized as recently as 2014. And so what we were able to see in our research was a staggering 79% of respondents reported experiencing at least one symptom of PTSD. And that those symptoms can include anxiety and depression, which we're much more, we're talking about much more regularly, but those can also coexist with trauma, and many people would benefit from more specialized trauma treatment. But along with those symptoms, we also know that, one in five of the respondents reported feelings, avoiding feelings or memories of the birth entirely, or they're feeling overwhelming feelings of sadness, anger, guilt, or shame, which again stops them from seeking support.
And what are some of the things that can help recover from that trauma?
Yeah, so there's therapies, and the best practice of therapies is it's really important to acknowledge that what works for one person may not necessarily work for the other. Again, just probably like the birth experience is completely individual, but we'd like to see more trauma-informed cognitive behavioral therapies and something called EMDR, which is another specialized trauma treatment. I can't so much talk to that. I'm not a medical professional, but one of the first things is finding a trusted person that you can speak to and that you feel comfortable sharing your story with. And that might be your GP or perhaps your child health nurse if you're early in that postnatal period. It's also really important to acknowledge that you can heal from trauma, whatever healing looks like for you, and it's never too late to get that care. As an organization, we provide peer support services because it's really based on that principle that people that have a lived experience truly understand what you're going through, and we can provide you with resources, information to help you find a clinician that will best suit your individual set of circumstances. And another thing that we see quite a lot as well is that parents really struggle with trusting medical professionals if they have experienced trauma from the way they have been treated during their journey to parenthood. So again, we sort of act as that bridge between helping them find their journey to healing, but walking alongside them while they're going through that process as well.
And Amy, just finally, what needs to happen now in terms of reform following this research?
Well, for anyone listening that may feel like they have experienced trauma, and again, if it felt traumatic to you, then it was. You do not need to have experienced a near-death experience or lifelong injuries to have your experience validated. If it felt traumatic to you, then it was. And in New South Wales, there is a parliamentary inquiry into birth trauma, and it is time for parents to share their experiences. And we need as many people, that is mothers, birthing people, fathers, partners, to put their submissions in and share their experiences in the New South Wales maternity system so we can really make change.
Amy Dawes, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
That's Amy Dawes, co-founder and CEO of the Australasian Birth Trauma Association. And if you need to speak to someone, the number for Lifeline is 131114, and the number for the Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia is That's PANDA. The National Helpline is 1-300-726-306. That's 1-300-726-306. Here's Future Islands.